This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein.
Saturday, December 9th. God's word for you today is anchor. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 2 to 4, and it says, "For I am giving you good guidance. Don't turn away from my instructions. For I, too, was once my father's son, tenderly loved as my mother's only child. My father taught me, take my words to heart. Follow my commands, and you will live." As God lifts you, the first thing you need to know is not all addition leads to increase, and not all subtraction leads to decrease. Secondly, God wants to promote you in front of your opposition. Thirdly, you cannot be mighty and be petty at the same time. The fourth thing is you need to focus on people, humility, and wisdom. The fifth thing is there are necessary bows for your lifting. The sixth thing is lifting has to do with stretching. The seventh thing is you were made for community. As God lifts you, the eighth thing you need to know is the more things change, the more you must take refuge in the things that never change. Some things never change. Global crisis causes people to lose their faith and bearing, become redundant and directionless, and people just sway. However, what you should do when crisis hits is dig deep and put your anchor down into the things that never change. Heaven and earth will pass away, but not a jot of the word of God will fail. Matthew chapter 5 verse 18, Mark chapter 13 verse 31. Please read. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 14 says, "But you must remain faithful to the things you have been taught. You know they are true, for you know you can trust those who taught you." Genesis chapter 26 verse 1:12-13 says, "A severe famine now struck the land, as had happened before in Abraham's time. When Isaac planted his crops that year, he harvested 100 times more grain than he planted, for the Lord blessed him. He became a very rich man, and his wealth continued to grow." When did Isaac learn to sow? Was it during the famine? Isaac learned to sow when everything was fine. His father had taught him these things when he was a little boy. And when everything was still rosy, and even in crisis, Isaac remained faithful to the things he had been taught. You know that the things you have been taught are true because you can trust those who taught you. God is saying, remain anchored on the things that do not change. Prayer does not change, regardless of how you feel. Whether you feel like praying or you do not feel like, God answers prayers. Prayer remains constant. Fasting remains constant. Fasting does not change. And these things are embedded in the word of God, which does not change. Generosity does not change. What you do with your finances does not change. In fact, the people that usually come out on top when a crisis is over are those who stayed with the fundamentals they knew and worked with even before the crisis hits. Stick to the fundamentals. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace and wisdom to remain faithful to the things I have been taught and to anchor my faith on your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.